Welcome to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I am your host, mindset and life purpose coach, EFT tapping, NLP and time techniques practitioner, business and Spanish graduate, and most of all, the founder of the Shine with Sophie community, movement and soul mission. I am here to expand your mind, elevate your vibration, guide you to unlocking your true power and authenticity, connect you with your soul, and bring you the teachings, tools and support to help you create a life and business in true alignment with who you are. Thank you for being here. I invite you to open your heart and mind while listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello and welcome to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I am so excited that you are here. I'm so excited you have came to this episode, because this is a slightly different episode. This is a part two of a two-part podcast episode with my dear friend and business partner Maggie Pugh. So the first part of this episode is on her podcast, and then the second part is on my podcast. I have left a link in the show notes for you to go to her podcast and listen to the first part as well. However, you can listen to this. You can listen to this part and then go listen to that one. It is kind of, this conversation is really about getting really raw and vulnerable and real with you guys, and allowing us to kind of pull back that curtain and kind of allow you to hear the fear that runs through us as well, and let us kind of share the deep parts of ourselves so that you don't feel so alone. Because Maggie and I have been through so much together the past year and a half, within our healing journeys, within our business journeys, and we have come together and we're going to do more conversations like this, and instead being a conversation as if we're just like on Zoom together, but we're recording it and we're allowing you to kind of listen in like a little fly on the wall and take the kind of lessons, take the shifts, take the what resonates, and allow it to help you feel like you're not alone in this journey. Because I know that it's so easy when you are on your healing journey, or when you're on a business journey, if you're listening, you're an early or an aspiring business owner, or you're someone that wants to create something from their hearts, from their souls, from who they're being, and you can look at what other people are doing and how quote unquote easy it is for others, but actually you don't see behind the curtain, you don't see behind the veil of what the depth of the darkness that they've moved through, and the kind of fear that they also move through that we don't see. So this conversation today is really allowing you to kind of be a fly on the wall of the kind of depth that I moved through the past year, and how Maggie has helped me, and what I've learned, what we both have learned through my transformation, through what I've walked myself through the past year in my healing journey and my business journey. And this conversation was also inspired because we are officially in the launch process of our 3-week Aura Elevation Elevated Energy Reset Challenge. So if you have been here for a while, you will have known that at the start of this year I ran a 2-week challenge with Maggie Pugh, the girl on this podcast that you'll probably be familiar with, and Carly, who's also our business friend, our business partner and soul sister. The three of us came together at the start of this year and created an Energy Reset Challenge, and we are bringing it back for a summer edition and elevated. So Maggie is a spiritual practitioner, a past life regression practitioner, and Carly is a Reiki practitioner and a PT and spiritual healer as well. And then obviously I'm a subconscious healer, and I also sprinkle spirituality and all of that magic into my coaching as well. So we brought this incredible experience, this incredible 3-week experience to you guys for only $49. For the value of £750, you're getting this for $49, and it is daily challenges, 3 workshops, a welcome ceremony and a closing ceremony. And these 3 workshops, I will be doing an inner Unlocking Your Inner Blocks and Confidence Workshop. Carly will be doing a Reiki healing and heart chakra meditation circle. And Maggie will also be doing a live past life regression, which in itself is more than $50. So those are the 3 workshops that you'll be getting, as well as EFT tap-ins, meditations, journal prompts, Pilates kind of yoga style workouts. So if you've been kind of in a funk recently or just feeling a bit low in energy and you need that reset, that kind of reigniting within you and your energy and your soul, then this is an amazing place for you to be. We do attract the most amazing women, and as I record this, I think we already have about 20 women inside of there that are so incredible. I'm so excited to connect with them and be in their energy and help elevate their energy and together rise and elevate and step into the second half of the year with magnetism and confidence and excitement and magic like running through our bodies. So if you're here and you're listening to this and this feels exciting, you want to learn more, I'm going to leave the link in the show notes. I also have some information in my Instagram as well. You're also very welcome to reach out, send me a DM, ask any questions. You're not obliged to invest at all. If you want to just ask me questions and I can answer them, that is absolutely okay as well. The doors close. Actually, the doors close on my birthday. Sunday the 23rd of July is my birthday. That's when the doors close, and we start on the 25th of July, Tuesday the 25th of July, for our welcome ceremony. And I feel like, one, because it's my birthday, so I feel like the energy in itself is going to be so, so exciting and expansive, but we'll also be in Leo energy, the Leo season as well. So that's all about fire and power. So if this feels aligned to you, if this feels exciting to you, if this feels like it's been divinely placed into your path, and this has been something that you have been looking for to immerse yourself into, then come over. I'll leave a link in the show notes for you to go and read a little bit more information about, and again, you're very welcome to send me a message and ask any questions. But before we dive into this podcast episode with Maggie, who's also one of the facilitators inside of Aura Elevation, that you're going to absolutely love. If you've never been into in her energy before, you're really going to love her energy. But before we dive in, I do also want to remind you guys that if you're listening in real time, we are still running the podcast giveaway. So I am giving some lucky listener in my podcast a free one-on-one coaching session, as well as a week of WhatsApp coaching as well. So that's voice notes, messaging, support throughout an entire week, having me in your back pocket to support you with what you're moving through. So if you have been wanting to work with me, or you want to kind of get like a taster of what it's like to work with me on a kind of intimate, deeper, personal level, then this could be so much fun for you, so exciting for you. So all you have to do is leave a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whichever platform you listen on, screenshot and send it over to me on @_shinewithsophie on Instagram, and you could possibly win a free one-on-one session with me, as well as a WhatsApp coaching session with me. I have been absolutely loving working with my one-on-one clients. Right now I also, like, I'm freelancing in a business membership and supporting people on Zoom calls and on WhatsApp sessions as well as my own private clients as well, and I am just absolutely loving it. We've been going deep into subconscious healing, into spirituality, but also like helping them find their purpose, unlock their passion, step into their business, into creating something of their own. So if you've been wanting to create a podcast, a business, or step deeper into business and create more success and growth within your business, but there's something holding you back and within your subconscious, within your mindset, within your energy, then I would love to support you in this space and see if working with me or having a little taster one-on-one with me, it would be fun and expansive for you guys. But other than that, those are the two updates. We've got Aura Elevation in launch process right now, and we also have the podcast giveaway. So I'm so excited to either see you inside of Aura Elevation or possibly see you as a winner in the podcast giveaway. But go enjoy this episode, really listen with an open heart. I am extremely vulnerable. I really share a lot of the darkest things that really happened I experienced this past year and moved through this past year. And I hope that you begin to not feel so alone, or maybe start to, I don't know, like see see that I also hold a lot of fear as well, and I'm just like you. And yeah, if anything resonates, please, please reach out and let me know how you found this episode. If you know someone who would really benefit from this episode, or feel like they need to hear what we have to say, then please share it with them. Share it with a friend. Share it to your stories. Tag us in it. Let us know that you're listening. You're with us. You're here on the journey with us. And I will see you on the other side. I'm feeling like this isn't working out. This is all crumbling to the ground, and I'm going to need to go back to an old job, and I'm going to need to like get support financially of my parents. Like, I've never ever had to do this. Like, this is so embarrassing. Like, a lot of shame, a lot of guilt coming up, a lot of fear coming up because I wanted to make this happen for me. And even though in the midst of all that, and even though like it was so strong, it was so heavy, guys, for so long, for so many months, I didn't give up. And I think it was in that moment of no, like, I know I am meant to be doing this work. I know this is the path that I'm meant to be on. I surrender. I stop fighting. It was like that moment of choosing to stop fighting, choosing to stop controlling, choosing to stop like forgetting my worthiness and my power, and in that moment declaring that this is the work that I'm meant to be doing, and I choose nothing less. Like, this is what I'm doing. And when I stood in that, that's when I manifested like in-person workshops. That's when I manifested freelancing in a kind of very established membership that's like really supporting me financially and giving me experience and exposure and connections and allowing me to step into this authoritative role and into this leader that I was like fighting for so long. But it was when I stopped trying to fight and stopped trying to push and surrendered and allowed, like, just declared that this is where I'm meant to go. The universe put into my path the opportunities, the people, the connections to make that happen.
Yeah, and let's switch over here with what you're saying there to like what I kind of also saw through your transformation as well, because we never really touched on that. And I think something that I've seen that's been such a change in you over this shift in the past year and working with your energy and like working with that trust and that fear and believing in yourself is that when I met you, you were just like so excited to be part of this coaching space and like in there with everyone and just like chatting with everyone and getting coached by everyone and like making connections with everyone. And you were just excited to be a part of it. And now I feel like the Sophie who's showing up now is like, this is my space. And like, I'm not a part of it. Like, you're a part of my space. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's that shift that I've been seeing in you, because it went from that part of you who's really excited to be there and who I think there was just this fear of wanting to fit in. Like, you're like, I feel like I fit in here. I feel like I thrive here. And the only way I can prove myself is to like shoot off like a rocket and be working with these really big names and doing all these things, because that'll prove that I'm meant to be here, that like I finally found my space. And then everything started to crumble in your personal life, which led to a crumble in your business a little bit as well, because it was just all too much. Right. And now I'm seeing you show up being like, this is my space that I've created. Like, your foundations of that naive kind of excitement was kind of like washed clean. And you're like, and now I have to build it up myself and with people that like I really trust to help me. Right. But people who are there to help me because they love me and they want to be a part of my space and not because I paid them to. And I think it's that like, I can do this myself sort of energy. You know what I mean?
You never ever said that to me.
I don't know. I think I always knew it, but I was sitting here like really reflecting on what you were saying as you were going through your story. And I was like, how has Sophie changed? This is also why I wanted to sit down, the two of us, to be like, how have we changed over the past year? Right. And I think I've unlocked this whole new level of just being like, I'm so at peace and safe and no matter what I do. And you've unlocked this.
And what you move through and the work that you do. And I think that's really important, especially because the work you do, like it isn't very grounding because you have to
No.
like tap into this spiritual part of you. So like to be grounded, it's like a task in itself.
It is. It's so totally something over the past few months I've had to like force myself to do. But it's like that has come through for me. And for you, I've seen you just be like, for me, I'm like kind of coming into myself and grounding. And for you, I feel like you're becoming this like presence where you're like, not I'm excited to be a part of it, but like,
I am
I
like,
am what makes this space exciting, you
yeah.
know? And that
No,
is
definitely.
so
And
powerful.
I'm so like grateful that you can reflect that back to me. And like even you, like I've never heard you say that like that to me like before. And like I'm very grateful for it, and it's very, very true, especially because like something that I felt so strongly, and I actually had to mute a lot of people, or like I'll mute a lot of coaches. And like you said, like I love connecting with people. I like love the space, and I was thriving, and I was putting out group coaching programs. I was being coached by like big names and being in those spaces, and I thrived. I loved it. It did really like help me, but I kind of like began to lose myself in the midst of all that. I lost myself. I lost like myself in the sea of it all. Like that's what it felt like. I felt like I like was drowning per se, and like in this sea of like, where the fuck am I? Where do I belong? Where is my space? Like I couldn't find my space. And I think I again like had to do like all that crumbling and shedding to be in this energetic space of like within myself of like I truly belong here, but I belong in the space that I am creating within this space. Does that make
And you
sense?
needed the beginning, right? Like you needed all those programs and those experiences to build those foundations and to get you in this space. And if you weren't excited at the beginning, you never would have made it so far, right? If it just started with like difficulty and pain, you would have been like, well, I give up. This
Let's
isn't worth
go.
it. But I think that's what allowed you to push through. But the other thing that I would say I learned. I feel like I learned so much through even your transformation, like because I was so in it with you, you know, like I listened to all the voice notes and said, all right, buck up, come on, let's get out of here. And I like, you know, held that space for you when you needed to just be vulnerable. And I set that fire under you when you needed that little like push. And I spent time physically with you when these big wins came through and when there was also still fear at the same time that I've seen you change so much, but I also feel like I've learned also so much just through your transformations. Like something I would say I really learned is that I've never really been faced with that or such a potent example of is this the universe telling me that I'm on the wrong path when it feels so right? Like I was so sure this was right, but is it? And I think we talked about this a little bit in our other podcast, but I want to talk about it again because I feel like when we talked about it the first time, that was November, and you really hadn't hit the bottom yet. We didn't know that at the time,
No,
but
we
you
didn't
hadn't.
know. I actually still remember that breakdown to this day. When it was like December, it was just right after Christmas, I think it was. And I like actually went up to my old work, asked if they had any jobs. Like that's how bad it felt. Like my nervous system was so dysregulated, so driven by fear, like so scared. I was like, I can't do this anymore. This is unhealthy and detrimental to my well-being right now. And went and asked for a job, and they said like we'll get back to you, like we'll see what we can do. And then I drove like to my parents' house and like just broke down to my mum because I just felt so ashamed, so upset with like the universe. And I had put so much heart and soul and time and energy into everything that I'd done that I just felt like I didn't deserve to be experiencing what I was experiencing at that time. But I do believe that we do have to go through the darkness at times to find that light within us. And I'm obviously now like in this space of
Yeah, I remember getting a voice note at the time, and you were like, I think, hopefully, I'll cut this out if you don't want me to say this, but of you just being like, I don't think I'm meant to be a coach. Like, I literally cannot do this. I'm giving up and I'm going to my job. And then you getting there and then being like, yeah, we'll meet with you. And then that meeting totally fell through. And that was the universe being like, hey, I got you. And I think in those moments, the universe wasn't telling you you weren't meant to do this. It was just saying, hey, a little bit longer. And like, you need to work through this for yourself because we're trying to give it to you. You're asking for something else. We're shutting those down because I'm so sure you're meant to do this. But it was also this thing of, you feeling like it wasn't going to happen for you, you feeling like it wasn't possible. And maybe some people with closed minds and not as healed or spiritual as you were being like, hey, maybe you should get a quote unquote real job, or maybe you should get something that supports you a little bit better so you don't feel like this. And you being like, is that a sign? Right? And asking yourself, who do I listen to when I feel so lost and I feel like it's just not going to happen? Who do I listen to when I'm getting two different sides of the message? I'm having some people tell me I should go find stability, and I'm having other people tell me I'm meant for this, and I felt like I was meant for this, but right now I feel like it's just not going to happen. And I think a really big learning experience for me is when that happened, go with the people who want to see you expanded. Go with the people who are expanders for you, telling you what's possible for you, because those are your two paths, right? You can either choose to just go down back to a job you're not happy with and keep living on the same vibration as all these people who are telling you, hey, it's not worth it. Or you can choose, no, I know I'm meant for this. And obviously, people see this in me. Like, I know, and people you trust, like, I would never have said to you, you can do this. Don't go back to that job. I believe in you, even though you're so scared. If I truly felt like you weren't possible, like it wasn't possible for you, or you weren't capable of it. So it's really learning to trust that you're surrounding yourself with the right people. And those are the people you need to listen to, not the people that you are kind of, as harsh as this sounds, kind of like growing out of
No,
anyways.
100%. And it's actually, I'm grateful that I'm glad that you did say that and like bring that to light. And because I do want to be more vulnerable and for people to really see behind that veil of the kind of like depth, because I know that it can be easy for you guys to see. And that's why we've created this podcast episode for you to really hear and experience with us the vulnerability and the fear that also runs through us and our journeys too. Because we're just like you, we're just like everyone else, but we just lean into it. And I think how that you're reflecting that back to me of like, I don't think this is for me. And I'm like, oh, Sophie.
I remember
Thank
sending you
you.
a voice message like so long, being like, excuse me.
Yeah. And do you know what? Like, do you know what I'm doing right now? It's like hands on my heart, and I'm just like giving that part of myself just that love, because it was really scary and it was very fearful. But it was also that shedding and that preparation for me to be stronger within myself so that I can continue on this entrepreneurial journey, because it is scary and it is unknown. It is going to bring your deepest fears to the surface and your deepest shadows to the surface, but it's your willingness to lean in or and choose that path of expansion, or choose that path of settling and that lower vibration. And it's ultimately up to you. And obviously I didn't decide to settle, and I am very grateful that I have like someone like you, Maggie. Like, you were my rock, and you were that someone that just always just like kept me on the vibration that I belonged in, and the vibration that aligns with the vibration of my soul and of my heart and of my like truth, and like always coming back to that. Because, and I think that like is an important part of like my message and the spaces that I create and the work that I do, because I know that it is easy to fall back into old ways of being and old ways of thinking and what others are doing and how the projections of others that they're putting on to you. And I think that's why it's important to be immersed into communities and spaces that are like-minded or that expand you or that feel this level that you want to keep moving at, you know. And that's again, like we've created our elevation. We're in the kind of midst of that launch, which is a 3-week energy reset challenge that you guys are more than welcome, if you're listening in real time, to come and check out. I'm sure we'll leave a link in the show notes on our podcast for you to check out.
It's only
But
$49. So if you're looking for community, if you're looking for people to connect with who have similar beliefs, because as much as I was saying before how some of Sophie's journey was to figure out she could do it on her own, she had to find her space in the community first, right? And that was really, really important. And so that's something that's really important to both of us and Carly as well, who will I'll be talking with next week on my podcast. But Carly, me, you, Sophie, we know the importance of having a like spiritual community that you can lean on and you can be like, I'm not crazy. Like, this is, I'm not crazy. This is happening. And like, I don't know. I have that strength and the people who understand and who get it. And we wanted to make some sort of group that did a lot of like big energy healing and got into the spiritual stuff and got into the stuff that transforms our own energy so much that we do it along with you guys because it's
Yeah,
like,
I'm excited for myself. I'm like, I need this too.
yeah, it's so fantastic, but also at a really like reasonable price that it's like a price that a lot of people can afford. It's only, I broke it down the other day, it's 3 weeks. It's like $2 a day, not even a coffee a day when you break it down, which is really, really good. But $49, you get 3 weeks with us and a whole community. Last time the community just popped off, and it really feels like a space of healing. Those are the type of people who are going to voice note you, like me to Sophie, being like, excuse me, no, you're meant for this. And those are the kind of the people you need to surround yourself with. And I think we in the digital age underplay this connection so much where you don't feel like you need it quite as much, maybe, but when it comes to spirituality and your growth, like it's so important to have people who can hold space for you.
Like 100%. And even though like this journey the past year has also been a journey for me to like really deepen my inner strength and my trust in myself, and obviously there was a lot of deep healing there, because I am someone who didn't see their value or see their worth or know that they had any think that they had anything to give. And obviously during that period was a really about shedding those old layers of me that no longer belonged, no longer served or supported me, but belonged in this next season of my journey, this next season of my life. And I had to go through that shedding and that crumble of that part of me so that I could step into this leader, into the work that I'm now doing. Because even the people that I'm working with now, like I knew in my heart and my soul that I wanted to work with like aspiring or early entrepreneurs and help them build, like heal, do the deep healing and work on their mindset. But like I proclaimed that in July last year. You know what? I proclaimed that well before I even became a coach. I had that up there before I even launched my coaching business. I knew it. And that was obviously my heart, my intuition speaking to me that full entire time. But I had so much doubt and imposter and limitation within me that it's took until like this year basically to really stand in that, to really truly start to embody that and become that, I guess. So I think it's being patient with yourself as well, because I know that a lot of the people that I work with, it's like we're on a human level that we just want things fast. We want things now and we want things fast. But I think it's like being patient with yourself, being patient with your journey, and just trusting it, surrendering to it, and embracing it, embracing every single part of it. And I know that it can be hard at times when things do get hard and you're like, this is not fucking enjoyable, like in this way. Yeah. But I think it's like finding your people as well. Like I know that I wouldn't have gone through all that I went through without Maggie, without Carly, without all the kind of deep soul connections that I've made within this space that I didn't think once existed. So like that's like a definitely a blessing from the universe and from my journey as well. Like connecting with myself and aligning with my soul's vibration. I've aligned with soul connections that truly support me and see me. And I actually sent a voice note in our group chat, in Aura Elevation group chat, a couple of weeks ago, or last week when we were like preparing the launch for it. And I like sent a voice note, and I was like, guys, like I just like I'm sat here nearly crying because like the fact that we get to do this together is like a dream come true, but also just to have women like friends like you that truly support me and expand me and celebrate me and see me and hear me is something that I didn't have. I didn't feel like I had. So I think like being open to that and immersing yourself into spaces to find that can really up level you in so many ways.
Oh, I totally agree. And we both went through each other's group programs during
Yeah,
a
true.
lot of the stuff that was going on. Like you were in Cosmic Goddess Circle from October to May. And I was in True T was it I always forget because you changed the name.
Good to you.
True to you. Okay, that's what I was gonna
Yeah.
say. But I always panicked that that was the name of it first.
Yeah.
True to you, Shine as You was what it was before, right? And then you changed it to True to You. I always panic. But True to You. And I was in that right in the time that we started that in what, February, March. And that was right when I like started being in my weird funk and then
Yeah.
ended it, I think, the week I left. And
Yeah.
so I think being in those spaces with each other as well really helped both of us as having a touch point to remind ourselves, okay, I got to work on myself once a week. I got to tap into this once a week and heal and show up for myself and trust it's going to happen. And I think having an extremely safe space in each other's work and programs and everything like that was super beneficial. I don't know. I would assume for you, but also for me, like definitely for me, it was like, okay, I needed this to be like, all right, show up no matter what, even if you don't feel like doing it all week. There's one day a week you're going to do it and you're going to be in a space with other people. It doesn't matter how scared you are, you're just going to like speak up about it and force yourself into this like deep self-reflection. And because I'm a like, I want to really show up and give my all, that helps me because instead of just like doing a quick journal on my own, I'm like, well, I have to go deep so I can show my work. And then it forces these big changes for me. And I think that really helped me as well. And I think you as well, having those spaces for us.
100%. Like having the accountability, but also like that guidance. That yes, it's important to lead yourself and support yourself and be there for yourself. But I think it's like also like being mindful that you don't need to do it all on your own. Like yes, it's important to have that inner strength and that love and connection to yourself, but it's also like knowing when to take that weight off and to know that you have the ability to have that support from others and the support from the universe to move through like your challenges, to move through your journey. But yeah, like what you were saying as well, is like having that space, like having that like set space, like it's in the diary, it's happening, it's there. Like that's what drives you to actually doing it. But like if you're kind of like, yeah, I'll do it here and I'll do it then and I'll do it then, like you never fucking do it. Doing you never do it. And I think like also having it be supported by someone, but also in like a like-minded space so that you don't feel so alone, because that's something as well. It's like when you are on your healing journey, it can get pretty lonely. Like people, you start to kind of drift from people or start to just want to be alone more often because you're coming into yourself, then it can get a bit lonely. So and being surrounded with people that are on similar journeys, it is so important because you get each other. You can share how you're feeling and people see you, people hear you, people understand you, people are willing to say, yeah, me too, I feel that. Whereas in a kind of normal day-to-day life, like the things that we chat about aren't really what people chat about in the coffee shops.
Oh, 100%. And my word for 2022 was connection. And we became friends, I think, in like February. So there was a lot of other connection I called in that year as well. But I do think you were a big part of that manifestation or that intention for the year. And I realized because I went through this big spiritual awakening where you already start to feel alone. And then I moved countries. And so I was really just like, you're going to be alone. And that was really like freeing at first, but then I came back to that connection and I'm like, I need this. Like, we as humans, we need that connection and we take so much from that connection. I feel like I've expanded so much this year also because the connection that I've cultivated this past year, 2 years are also like reminding me who I am every single day. And so, yeah, it's just so important. And find it wherever you want. If you are looking for a space, like we said, we have Aura Elevation. So jump on in. This wasn't a little planned thing to be like,
Yeah,
join Aura Elevation.
it just felt
But
really aligned there, intuitive to like say like
yeah.
that this is a big part of my path, like that connection and that community piece. And it's also a big part of the work that I do and why I do it is because I know the power of it and the power it's been within my journey. And I know that I wouldn't be where I am today within myself and within my healing and within my business and my path and my purpose and just the reality that I'm creating if I didn't immerse myself into those spaces. So it's like one, like just amazing that I get to create these spaces. Like I've been given that purpose and I'm choosing to step into that purpose and create these spaces. But it's even like that cherry on top that I get to do it with like-minded people. Like it just goes to fucking show like the kind of magic and the power of it. Like, and you never know. Like I say that as well. It's like you never know what putting yourself in a room can lead to. Do you know what I mean? Like the connections you can make, but also the opportunities that find you. You know, like if Maggie didn't hold a workshop inside of a group program that I invested in, that I also held myself back to invest in because I didn't trust myself to invest in myself. But this was like the very, very beginning of my journey. And I put myself in that room. Maggie put herself in that room. And from there, like we have created like virtual retreats, we've created Aura Elevation, we've hosted multiple podcasts, we've supported each other through some of the darkest times in our healing journey. And if I didn't put myself in that room, I would not have had that support. I wouldn't have had these opportunities and the expansion that Maggie has also given me, you know? So it's like
Exactly.
really like opening your heart and your mind up to what, not just like the experience you have in that present moment, but also like the expansion it gives, like for months and years after that.
Exactly. And if you're hearing this, you're like, I want this. Like we said, we do have Aura Elevation, but we also have like free communities that you can
Yeah,
join.
no,
Like,
definitely.
follow us on Instagram. If you don't, send us messages. Like, we're always open to chat about things. Like, DM Sophie, DM me. Sophie has a Facebook group. I have a Discord. Like, come join these free communities. I do always find that jumping into something that you kind of had to invest in a little bit forces you to get over that fear of, oh, I don't want to talk to people. And you're like, well, I paid to
Yeah.
be here, so I'm gonna like take advantage of it.
Yeah,
But
bitch.
if
Yeah.
you're not in the space to afford investing in anything, we did try and make Aura Elevation as accessible as possible so that it's a low investment of $49 to get into a space like this. But we have free spaces and other people and spiritual workers and all different sorts of groups of people have free spaces. So it's like get yourself in those spaces so that you can surround yourself with people that you want to be more like, that you want to embrace these talents, ideas, mentalities, hobbies, whatever it is. Just like get yourself in those spaces. There's always free spaces to find. There's always a place for you, no matter how much money you have, no matter who you are, no matter what you're interested in. So just go out and like place
Yeah.
yourself where you want to be.
And you know, also like off the back of this as well, like not being like pro on anything or that, but just like an example of like the power of putting yourself into these spaces, like not even just online, but also in person. So there's this company, I guess it's called a company. It's called Soulful Sunday in Scotland. And my cousin sent it to me a few months ago. And it's this woman that holds every Sunday sunrise and sunset yoga and breath work and cold water dipping like on beaches around Scotland. And I had been dying to go for so long, but I held myself back, one because I had no one to go with, and also just because I'm like financially, like should I invest in that, which is just like a major limitation that I overcame because I was like, no, like it is worth investing in. So a couple of weeks ago, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm dying to go and I want to go. Like, I am going. And I went by myself, which is a huge, huge thing for me because, like, one, going to things by yourself, like, it can be scary, you know? And going to something like that as well is also daunting too because you just, it is. It's just like one of those things, like, naturally. But I'm also someone who has a fear of exercising or who had a fear, and I'm kind of challenging that this year because of my underlying heart condition. Like, I created this subconscious belief that I shouldn't exercise, like, or like I'm not strong enough to exercise. But then I
I'm
also
like thinking of me in Scotland being like, do Pilates with me every day. You're
But
like,
it's so funny because that got me started. That literally got me started, and I now do Pilates like at least 4 times a week. Like, genuinely, I subscribed to this membership that I fucking love, and I've just like fallen in love with Pilates and moving my body, and it's really again helped my energy and really supported me and healing my energy and like opening myself up in a deeper body level. But yeah, so I went to this in-person yoga class on the beach. Well, it's actually a loch in Scotland. You guys all know Loch Lomond, I'm sure. So like it was on Loch Lomond, which is like an hour drive from me. So like I had to get up at 6 a.m. and drive to Loch Lomond. And I went by myself, and there were so many people, and I was just sat, and the woman was so nice. She was so lovely. And prior to that, she had actually already followed me on Instagram because I followed her, and I think I commented on something and she followed me back. But that was it, right? And I was there and I made some friends, which was so nice. Like, I was sat and I just made such like easy connections. And people were so lovely. I'd done the yoga practice. It started raining, but it was such a nice cleanse. It was just like everything that my soul was craving. Like, I really was craving it. Like, so my body was craving, my mind, my soul was craving it. And I also was just really scared about the cold water dipping as well because I had never done it before, and I was scared that I embarrassed myself or I couldn't do it. But it's funny because I like the people that I made friends with, the woman like next to me, like one of my friends just like grabbed my hand and like held onto it. One, for her to like feel safe to do that with me, like was the world, like meant so much to me, like for her to feel safe to do that. But also, as we walked in, she started like crying. Because she was just like releasing everything. But it was such a powerful experience for me to like witness people in person, for people to witness me in person and be in that deeper connection was just so amazing because I put myself out there and I took that leap and I invested in myself and I leaned into that fear. And to put the cherry on the top, I got talking to the founder of the kind of like classes. And we got talking. She was like, "You're a coach, aren't you?" And she was like, "Yeah." She was like, "I'd love to do collaborations with you. Like, definitely give me a message and that like, we can do things together." And that's just like goes to show, like, you never know, like, what opportunities, what connections, what expansion, what shifts can find you by taking that step or that leap that you're holding yourself back from doing. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Well, I think this is the perfect place to end it off because I feel like we've come full circle there of like taking that leap even when you're scared to like what I was talking about in my half there. And this was so much fun. I'm sitting here listening to you talk and like thinking about how much we just reflected and being like, we need to do this more often. Maybe I'll make this like a little bonus episode every few months or something of us just like,
100%. That'd be so fun because I guess we're just like having a chit chat with ourselves and
yeah.
like reflecting back on things, but it's allowing people to like come behind the curtain of like actually how we feel. And like this is kind of like, I know, like we're going there, guys. Like we're going there. We're really sharing our kind of vulnerability. Like we really did share a little vulnerability there of
I
like
really
our
feel like we both did. I really feel like I did. I feel like I try my hardest to be vulnerable, but it's so much easier to do it when I'm sitting talking to you because we are so vulnerable with each other and we know each other and trust each other so well that like I could say anything to Sophie and she wouldn't like blink an eye. Right? Like I could say anything about how I'm feeling and you'd be like, "Yeah, okay." Like you'd take it in strides, like and vice versa, right? So I feel like we both get to be extra vulnerable when we're just having these chats where it kind of feels like we're talking about our life, but we know we're also like sharing with you who's listening these deep parts of ourselves so you can also not feel so alone in maybe what you're going through as well. So yeah, maybe we'll do these a little more often because
I would love that.
I think that could be really, really beautiful for everyone. You who's listening and for us, I think it could be really, really beautiful. So maybe that will be that what we'll do. But let's just wrap it up here.